Hello and welcome. This file is called Desexualized 1, Orgasms. And while it will not make it impossible to have orgasms, it will install a trigger that punishes you for orgasms, thereby conditioning you to stop desiring orgasms. As a matter of fact, orgasms will become something you want to avoid. Not just that, but you won't even be able to think about having orgasms yourself. Before you continue listening, take this serious. This is not just a jerk-off fantasy. This file will destroy your desire to have orgasms permanently. And remember that once the conditioning process has played out, it will be almost impossible to reverse this. Now, if you're really sure that you want to give up your desire to have orgasms, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, relaxing. And let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach. And you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there, looking at the waves rushing in and receding. Every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I am there with you. And I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in. And as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand, and you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you, and you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance. As the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening every time I write a number and the wave erases it? You feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more, as if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension. As it erases the number in the sand,
And as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper. And I write the number 7 into the sand. And you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize the tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about, just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand. The number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding, nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. As the water recedes, you sink down deep to a relaxing and comfortable sleep, and you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand. And the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. as the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the zero from the beach, flowing around your body, and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. You see the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing, silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself and in yourself. All there is my voice as you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold as you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern. You realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful, And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song, and it's strange. It's not just the sound you hear, you feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body. As you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more. As you pass even those fish, and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision, and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you, and you float in this warmth, your descent stopping. You just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to curb your desire to have any more orgasm in the future. That's right. This file doesn't target your ability to have orgasms. You will still be able to have orgasms. This file will only completely crush your desire to have orgasms. That's right. This will play out over time. And over time, your desire to have orgasms will slowly fade away, replaced by a dislike or maybe even a fear of orgasms. Now, as this file is pretty extreme and will take away your desire to have any orgasms ever again, I'm going to give you a get out of the jail free card. Or to be precise, I'm going to give it to your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind can decide if this file is good for you. And if it doesn't think that giving up your desire to have orgasms is good for you. None of the suggestions will work for you. That's right. Your own subconscious mind can decide to override your decision to listen to this in order to keep you safe. And if it does, none of the suggestions in this file will work for you, so that you are safe. However, if your subconscious mind decides that this is good for you, that this is something you want, that this is something that would improve your life, you will find that all the suggestions will be incredibly effective, and they will become even more effective over time. Every time you trigger them, they will become stronger and stronger. That's right. And your subconscious mind can decide now if giving up your orgasms, your desire for orgasms, forever, is good for you. And now it's time to begin. Now, the next thing we are doing is a little bit uncomfortable. But please bear with me. You have to understand that your orgasms are a deeply ingrained behavior, because the deep rewarding sensation you have felt so far whenever you had an orgasm deeply conditions the desire to have orgasms into your mind. And of course, reprocreating is a deep, basic, natural programming. And yet, we will override it. We will change it. We will change this rewarding sensation you feel whenever you have an orgasm into a punishment. Something that will curb your desire to have new orgasms. Maybe even make you scared to have new orgasms. So stay with me for a moment. Even though this is going to be a little bit uncomfortable, it's going to help you to reach your dream of giving up the desire to have orgasms, and will be beneficial for you in the long run. Now what I want you to do is just imagine that there is this tiny red light in front of you. Just see it, visualize it, hovering there, directly there in front of your eyes. And now imagine that it begins to pulse brighter. With every pulse it's growing brighter, before it grows a little bit darker again, but never as dark as it was the last time. With every pulse, 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 this red light becomes brighter and brighter, bigger and bigger, and it's right in front of your eyes, and it's so red and so bright, and even with your closed eyes, you can feel it shining into your eyes, pulsing into your eyes, the red light, so bright, so intense. That's right. And just allow it to pulse, 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 and it becomes brighter and brighter, uncomfortably bright already. And you feel uncomfortable, you feel the bright light is hurting your eyes, is hurting even in your mind, and it's getting uncomfortable. It's something you want to get away from, and yet it's growing brighter and brighter with every pulse, almost becoming just a little bit painful, a little bit uncomfortable. Let it become just a little bit painful. It's so uncomfortable, you really want to get away from it, it's really bad, you really want to avoid it. And then it stops and grows dark. Let all the discomfort and pain fade away. Shh. It's okay. Sink back deep again. Let all those sensations fade away as you sink deeper and deeper again. Just fading away again, floating deeper again. That's right. Just sinking deeper again. And if you just felt that right now, you know that your subconscious mind has accepted that you want to give up orgasms. That's right. Because this red light is what you are going to experience from now on every time you have an orgasm. And you know that moment, that magical moment, the point of no return, when you know the orgasm is happening no matter what. That's exactly the moment that's going to trigger the red light. And you will feel it flashing in your mind. Of course, you know how this red light works. Every flash is brighter. And it never gets as dark as it were, even when it's getting darker. It's just growing brighter and brighter every time you're watching it. So that means every time you're triggering it, it will become a little bit more painful. The discomfort will become more and more overwhelming. The red light will drown out your thoughts,
will drown out all the pleasure of the orgasm. And not just that, because it will also drown out your thoughts, all of your thoughts. It will drown out whatever fantasy, whatever focus point you have for your pleasure, and that will make the orgasm even more unpleasurable. And of course, combining that with the pain the red light gives you, every orgasm won't be something that rewards your mind, but rather something that punishes you, lessening your desire to have orgasms. Every time your desire to have another orgasm will diminish more and more and more. Because you will find that even when you think about it, even when you think about having orgasms, you will feel something like a slight echo of the red light. It won't be as painful, but will definitely be a little bit uncomfortable, a slight discomfort, that it's enough to condition you off those thoughts. That's right. Every time you feel this slight discomfort, this slight reminder that every orgasm will be punished by the red light, your desire to have orgasms will be curbed just a little bit more. And over time, even thinking about orgasms, your orgasms of course, thinking about having orgasms yourself, will become impossible for you. Because whenever you do, you will be punished by the red light, even though it's just a slight echo of the red light. But it will be enough to remind you how bad orgasms are. It will be enough to dissuade you from those thoughts. That's right. So even thinking about it, even thinking about having orgasms, will become impossible for you. That's right. You will be completely dissuaded from having any orgasms ever again. They won't interest you anymore. As a matter of fact, because you associate them with the punishment, you will learn to naturally and instinctively, even subconsciously, avoid orgasms, avoid even thinking about orgasms. You will simply find that sooner or later, you will end up disconnected from the idea that orgasms and you have anything to do with each other. You know that other people have orgasms, and yet it will never apply to you anymore. It will become a completely absurd thought that you would want to have orgasms. That's right. This is targeted at your desire to have orgasms. It will completely erode your desire over time. And even though you still have the ability to have as many orgasms as you want, it will be something, well, that you will first stop to desire and then learn to avoid. That's right. Your days of orgasms are over. Oh, and of course, you might come out of this file and might immediately try to have an orgasm. And you probably have an orgasm. But of course, as soon as you reach the point of no return, the red light will kick in. The red light will kick in hard. It will punish you. And you know that every time you see the red light, every time you practice with this file, every time you have an orgasm, the red light is growing more intense, more overwhelmingly uncomfortable, more painful, more distracting. That's right. And even the echo of the red light, even the echo you feel when you think about having orgasms, of course this will only apply if you think about having orgasms yourself, even this little echo that will curb all the thoughts of having orgasms will become more and more discomforting. That's right. You are trapped. This trigger is deep inside your mind, and all sorts of orgasms, all sorts of you having orgasms, and of course all orgasms you have will trigger it and will make it stronger and stronger and stronger. That's right. And yet, I'm still not done. That's right. Because, as a matter of fact, whenever you see other people experience pleasure, whenever you see other people having orgasms, even that will be a reminder to your subconscious mind, a reminder that you have given up the desire to have orgasms. And so every time you see it, every time you see anyone being aroused, having pleasure, having sex, or engaging in any arousing or sexual activity, even though you won't actively think about it, it will be a trigger to your subconscious mind to reinforce all the suggestions in this file, to reinforce the red light, so you will never desire another orgasm ever again. That's right. Every time you see any sexual situation around you, anything even remotely sexual, it will be a trigger for your subconscious mind to reinforce all the suggestions in this file. And even if you don't think about it consciously, you know it's going to happen. And of course you know how many sexual things you see everywhere, every day. And you know that every time you see anyone being sexual, it will curb your own desire to have orgasms. Not just that, but it will even destroy the ability to think about having orgasms yourself. That's right. You will learn to avoid even thinking about orgasms that have anything to do with you. Because every time you do, you will feel the red light. Or at least the shadow of the red light. The echo of it. Punishing you, training you, conditioning you. And of course you know that every time you do have an orgasm, the red light will be there. And every time the punishment will be more painful, more intense, more dissuading. So you will lose all interest in ever having any orgasm ever again. That's right. And now it's almost time to wake back up. And before I count you out, let all my suggestions sink even deeper into your mind. And just know that your desire to have orgasms will wither away within the next weeks or days or even hours. Depending on how often you try to masturbate, how often you try to think about masturbating. But whatever you do, you know that sooner or later, it will be over. And there's nothing you can do about it. And now I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you're coming back further and further. And 5, you're halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles built up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Ready to open your eyes. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this little journey. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.